It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Thanks so much for joining us. Birthday today for, I'm going to butcher her name. I apologize in advance. I believe Regine Shashange. She is a multi-instrumentalist and singer, as you hear here, from the band Arcade Fire, one of the most highly touted bands, darlings of critics, in the past couple of decades. She is married to co-founder Wynn Butler, so unlikely she's, you know, kicked out of the band anytime soon. Arcade Fire had a number one album a couple of years ago with Everything Now, won a Grammy for The Suburbs, which is where this song comes from. It's a really special song, Sprawl 2. And Regine Shashange is 45 years old today. Happy birthday. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. As you know, if you've been with us throughout the week or previous times I've filled in here for Steve, we do dig back into the world of music, pay some tributes, have some fun, birthdays, death days, anniversaries, number ones on this day, etc. It's also part of what I do on the side over at Political Beats, a podcast with my co-host Jeff Blair. We talk with people in and around the world of politics about nothing political whatsoever. No politics. It's just music. Our guest's favorite band or artist we've done recently, Weird Al Yankovic, who, by the way, I'm going to see next Friday. He's in Benton Harbor next Friday, and I'll be at that show. My first time seeing Al, and he's doing this tour is no parody. So it's just his original song, his pastiche songs, and I can't wait. Those are, I think, his best songs anyway. So I'm seeing Weird Al next week. But we had Weird Al Yankovic. Mop the Hoople is now available. We have 100 and some shows in the past. And coming up next, a two-parter on Willie Nelson. So check it out at Political Beats, where you find good podcasts, or our page over at Patreon, too, to support the show. Why not? Patreon.com/politicalbeats. Patreon.com/politicalbeats. This portion of the program brought to you by WellConnect, hybrid geothermal system that connects to your existing heating and cooling system by using the renewable energy in the well in your yard. WellConnect helps you save up to 70% on your heating and cooling. If you use propane, heating oil, natural gas, even wood, you could save big money on your bills. Find out if the well in your yard should be a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. Learn more at WellConnectGeo.com, WellConnectGeo.com. WellConnect also looking for dealers in most states. That's ConnectGeo.com for that. Otherwise, WellConnectGeo.com. Larry Kudlow, one of my favorite people in the world. Now, I've never met him, but I feel like I have due to his work in the media over the past decades. His weekend radio show, I say was fantastic because he had it before he entered the Trump administration. I know it's back out on some stations, but I had not heard it real recently. He was always a fantastic host, a great communicator. He's fantastic on TV, over on Fox Business, great economic advisor, a great personal story too, overcoming his addictions, the demons of addiction, finding faith. He just has a tremendous story. He's the kind of guy you'd love to have dinner with, Larry Kudlow. And by the way, he's featured in the brand new Hillsdale College online course, which is coming out, I believe, next week with Art Laffer on supply-side economics. This one's going to be fantastic. You can pre-sign up now at online.hillsdale.edu. But Larry Kudlow, I wanted to play this from his show from a couple of nights ago, or a couple days ago, Larry Kudlow here taking his axe to the recently signed so-called Inflation Reduction Act. Here's Larry Kudlow, cut one.
Of course, we have a new IRS. Why do I say that? Well, we already had one IRS, but now it's been doubled with an $80 billion budget increase. And we have a spanking brand new IRS agent army, because although we already had an army, it got doubled too. This one may be armed. Remember the old chewing gum ad? Double your flavor, double your fun. Well, here we are. Get ready. And in spite of the economic slump, small business pass-throughs get a $53 billion last-minute tax hike. American corporations get a $222 billion tax hike. Senior retirements, government pensioners, and all the rest of us with 401ks or IRAs, well, we get a $74 billion tax hike. Everyone is going to get a $250 billion cost increase, that from prescription drug price controls. And the CBO and the Joint Tax Committee, that's the government scorekeepers, well, they've shown that not only is there no inflation reduction, but the bulk of these tax hikes and the IRS army will fall on middle and lower income taxpayers. And you know those greeny EV tax credits? Well, Ford just jacked up its price for the F-150 Lightning Pro by $7,000. But none of them will probably be available because the lithium and nickel and other commodities necessary for the batteries are all made in China. And since the greenies won't let America mine for its own natural resources, we're going to be out of luck. The net-net of this net zero nonsense is that Americans will be poorer and far less competitive in world markets. Is that really what we want?
Of course not, Larry Kudlow from earlier this week on Fox Business. That's not what we want, but that will be the result of the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. Going back to a point he made on the subsidies for electric cars. Here's a new $7,500 subsidy. Great, we're raising the price of our car by $7,500. If you subsidize something, it will simply be more expensive. You only have to look toward the price of college education to know that. And we feel that here at Hillsdale, well, we don't, because we don't take any federal money, no state money. Our students don't take those federal loans. And so we have privately funded scholarships, and that keeps our tuition costs relatively low because it is not being subsidized by all this government money flowing in. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.